You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, B&B fans. Well, I've got some really hot stuff for next week on the CBS soap opera. As of right now, the network has not released their spoilers. This is the second week in a row that they haven't released them on Friday like they have done for years past. They do this sometimes where they hold back when there's big action coming, cliffhanger stuff, and they don't want to give it away too early. We should have them by Sunday. So hopefully by Sunday or Monday, I will have them for you. But in the meantime, I have a promo for you with some really great stuff that has me super excited about what is happening next week on the CBS soap. I'm going to unpack that for you. If you haven't, please reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss anything. So on Friday, on Cliffhanger Friday, you saw Deacon Sharp and Finn talking to Homeless Tom, played by the very energetic Clint Howard. I think he's doing a great job. Clint Howard told this great story about how he got the role, by the way. That is Ron Howard's brother, if you didn't know it. Clint Howard has been in a ton of shows in his own right. Last Action Hero, where he played the villain. Just a ton of stuff. He is friends in real life with Sean Kanan, who plays Deacon. And Clint said he and Sean were at this memorabilia fan event where the stars sign things. And he said that he was at a table and Sean was at another table. And producer from Bold and Beautiful, Casey Kasprych, had stopped by. And he mentioned that they had this cameo, a little bit part for this homeless guy. And Sean Kanan introduced Casey Kasprych to Clint Howard. And on the spot at this event, Clint said he started doing an impromptu audition. He basically started doing this character and he hired him on the spot. And so we'll have him. We had him a little bit on Friday. We'll have him again on Monday. And then that's the end of it. So there's a scene in the promo, Deacon Finn and Homeless Tom, played by Clint Howard. They are in that alley by the convenience store. The clerk who basically blew them off and wanted to know if they were cops. And then she went back inside. That's Sean Kanan's stepdaughter, Juliet Vega. And interesting. She had just a little tiny thing. I thought she did a good job giving him some sass. So Tom tells Deacon and Finn, you hear a lot of weird things around here. And then there's a scene of Deacon and Finn going into this nearby building. So on Friday, Tom had already ID'd a photo of Sheila / Sugar, since they look just alike. And he said that he saw that woman in the store and then she went into this nearby building. My guess is that it wasn't Sheila. It was probably Sugar buying some supplies for her captive Sheila. Because on Friday, we got this glimpse of this dark room. I had to pause. I had to turn my screen all the way up. I actually had to put it on my laptop and take it into a dark room to get it to where I could even see it. They shot it so dark. But you could see this grungy mattress. There was trash and cartons, and it looked like empty bottles and cans in this filthy room. And there was this lump on the dirty mattress. It looked like a U-Haul moving blanket over her and some kind of ratty quilt. And presumably it's Sheila Carter. You saw just a few fingers with painted nails. I thought they totally missed their shot by not having 9 toes hanging out of that blanket. I think that would have been a lot more impressive. The hand wasn't moving. It definitely looks dire. I have predicted here for a while that Sheila Carter was going to be found in bad shape because Sugar locked her up intending to go hurt or kill Steffi and then let Sheila go so she'd be arrested. She didn't intend to leave her for that long. And it's been 2 months since Sheila was locked away. So she's got to be hungry and thirsty. This should happen on Monday, the 29th. And then in the next scene of the promo, Deacon and Finn are busting into this nearby building. Looks like they've got their cell phone flashlights on. So just by the way, Finn is out on this Sheila safari without his wife Steffi's permission. He is going to be grounded so hard when she finds out he was out with Deacon looking checking for his biological mother. It's about to get messy, even worse so because it looks like they are going to find her, unless this is a fake lead and then they're going to find her later in the week. But otherwise, this should be Monday the 29th, maybe Tuesday the 30th. All right. And the last big part of this promo is especially thrilling. We've got Liam Spencer on a lunch date at Il Giardino, and he's there with Ivy Forster. Ashley Brewer is back on Tuesday, April 30th, which, you know, we're just kicking off sweeps. I don't know how long she's sticking around. More than a few episodes was what we were told. So Ivy is there with Liam, and she's saying, "It's so nice seeing you, Liam." And Liam says, "It's been too long." And Ivy says, "I think about you a lot." And then she leans over the table to kiss him, just as Steffi walks into Il Giardino and spots them. Steffi looks really peeved. She's cocking that one eyebrow up. It's her resting bee face that she gets when she's annoyed. And because Ivy's back on Tuesday the 30th, this scene will be Tuesday or later in the week. You know, it could be Tuesday if her very first thing she does in LA is meet up for lunch with Liam. We'll see. If you don't remember, Liam is her ex-husband. And it is kind of interesting that Steffi is peeved because Steffi has a longtime grudge against Ivy. If you don't remember, Liam was he and Steffi had just started dating. They were talking about reconciling. And without telling Steffi, he married Ivy to keep her in the U.S. when she was having visa problems. She has dual citizenship, but that only works if you fill out forms at the right point, and her dad apparently didn't. And she talked Liam into marrying her. She really didn't want a green card marriage. She wanted a real marriage. And Steffi had a fit of rage. She backhanded Liam and said that his problem is that he always likes to be rescuing someone. It was a really good episode. It stuck with me all these years. And Steffi and Ivy have fought extensively over Liam. At one point, Steffi actually shoved Ivy into this electrical panel in the basement at Forster Creations when they were fighting, almost electrocuted her. That infuriated Liam. So, and it's very interesting to see Steffi looking jealous. She's probably already peeved that Ivy is back in LA, but it's really none of her business who Liam puts his lips on, right? Except Steffi's about to be really mad at her husband, Fem, because of this whole Sheila Safari thing, and Liam is her backup guy, so she's not going to like any of this. I still feel like we're going to end up with Steffi turning to Liam and going too far when she's mad at Fem. We'll see how it goes. I'm about to show you this hot new promo. Don't go anywhere just yet. I'm going to show it to you in its entirety. Please subscribe if you haven't. Definitely come back soon. We're here talking Bold and the Beautiful 7 days a week. Drop your comments. Let me know what you're excited to see. And buckle up. Here is that new B&B promo.
Here's a look ahead.
Hear a lot of weird things around here.
Oh my God, it's so nice seeing you, Liam.
It's been too long.
I think about you a lot.